The U.S. Embassy in Colombo issued a statement congratulating Sri Lanka for a mostly peaceful election with high voter turnout. Sri Lanka's neighbor just across the Palk Strait, India, is pledging to deepen the relationship with Colombo during the second term of President Mahinda Rajapaksa. The losing opposition coalition candidate, former General Sarath Fonseca, is demanding that the official results be annulled, claiming rampant, illegal use of state resources during the campaign and a rigged vote counting. The Deputy Executive Director in Sri Lanka for the anti-corruption organization Transparency International is expressing concern about the use of government officials, media, and public transport on behalf of the president's re-election campaign. But Rukshana Naniyakara tells VOA News the former army commander needs to produce something beyond speculation to support his allegations there was tampering with the vote counting process.
Right now, we have no evidence whatsoever to prove what he has said, other than the rumors which are spreading around the country.
Thousands of domestic monitors observed balloting throughout the country Tuesday, reporting the election was considerably less violent than previous years. There were only a handful of accredited foreign observers, with major international observer groups saying they did not have adequate notification to prepare for the Sri Lanka election. The mission director of the Asian Network for Free Elections, Ichal Supriyadi, speaking to VOA, suggests the government should agree to recount disputed ballots to settle any doubts about the president's nearly 18% margin of victory.
The best that we can say right now about Sri Lanka is the election, yes, it's very smooth, but needs serious reform on the electoral process.
A general election to elect a new parliament is expected to be held in several months. Mr. Fonseca has spoken of continuing his quest for political office, while also noting he may have to temporarily seek exile for his personal safety. The day after the election, the former military chief accused Mr. Rajapaksa of wanting to see him assassinated. The United States government is urging Sri Lankan authorities to ensure the safety and security of all candidates and campaign workers, amid fears some are a target for arrest or retaliation. The incumbent captured about 70% of the majority Sinhalese vote. The top challenger, who is also Sinhalese, enjoyed strong support among minority Tamils. Both of the candidates were touted as war heroes for last year's defeat of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, ending a quarter-century civil war. Steve Herman, VOA News, Colombo.